the Father's Day stat of the week is that 70% of women think dad bods are hot, but are they healthy? Amy Linus is our fitness expert. You can find her online at fitbodyvibe.com. I need you to tell me if you think this is straight nonsense. 70% of women say they prefer a guy with a dad bod over a fit bod. Now, I've seen your body. It is as fit as can be. You've done a million competitions. What do you think about this?
Oh, I'm going to, I can't go along with the 75%. I just can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't. Oh, man. I am on the other side of the fence on that one.
From a healthy point of view, is it healthy for the guys to just have that beer belly and to, like, not be into exercising and all that?
No, it's not. Guys, I'm sorry to break it to you, but that's straight up visceral fat. That's the hard, dense fat that surrounds your internal organs that can put you at risk for, like, issues like heart disease, liver, kidney function. It's not good, guys. It's not good.
I just feel like we're under attack here right now from both sides.
I know you are.
Just because Anna wants to see some guy that belongs on a calendar. Come on.
You guys are. But listen, the dad bods are what keep me in business. That's some good insurance for me right there, y'all.
So if a guy wants to get rid of his dad bod and turn it into a fit bod, what do you think would be the number one thing? Because I know that the way that guys train versus the way women train mm-hmm. can sometimes be a little bit different.
Yeah, very true. And guys do train a bit harder than women, predominantly, give or take. I mean, there's some women who train like men as well, so don't get me wrong there. But changing out their nutrition. Nutrition is going to be huge and be key because a lot of guys really like that red meat all the time and their beer and all the good stuff. So we just have to dial that back a little bit. And then fellas have naturally higher testosterone rates than us females do. And so whenever they cut out, let's just say a Coca-Cola, they drop 5 pounds overnight. And we love to hate them for that. So having that dad bod is quite an investment for these fellas.
There's nothing more aggravating than when my husband says that he's going to lose 10 pounds and then he does mm-hmm. it in like 4 days. Like it's nothing.
He does.
Yeah. And then it's for me, it'll take 6 months of hard dieting,
exactly.
not looking at a carb and not even like trying to smell some sugar.
Yeah. You can't even drive past like a fast food restaurant and just breathe in. You'll gain weight.
See, right, exactly. So why do guys have such faster metabolism than women?
They do because of their hormonal makeup, their testosterone. Higher testosterone levels actually attribute to that. As sad as it is.
See, if you wanted a little bit more of that, you'd have to worry about pattern baldness, you know.
You do have a point there, Raven.
Pot belly here. Hair growing out of your nostrils at a length that's unhuman.
You could braid it.
I think I would take the dad bod guy over the guy that braids his nose hair. If we're going to compare our apples to apples, you know.
Yeah, same.
Check out Amy for yourself. You can head to fitbodyvibe.com. You still have a couple of days to get your entries in, too, for our dad bod contest. Head to annaandraven.com. Send us a picture of the guy in your life with the dad bod that you absolutely love. Also, tell us why he's such a good daddy, and it could score him a $200 gift card to Home Depot.